This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. So I'm back for another Monday.
Another Monday, talking about Potomac as we usually do. Of course, this is a little bit of a different week because it's like the holiday. It's a short week. We're just like, I feel like I'm just kind of like coasting through these first couple days.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm hoping to just like relax the second half of the week. But usually when I take off, that's the opposite of what happens. I'm a little bit more stressed out because I always feel like I have to be doing something, but I'm going to be try to be enjoy time with the family.
I think Thanksgiving is different though, because it's like nobody's like working on Thanksgiving. Taking like a random day off is like different. I don't know. So there's no new episode of Southern Charm this week because it is on Thursday, which is Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Duh. I'm like, wait, what's Thursday? Why is there no episode on?
Oh, I was trying to figure it out because I was like, I don't know, maybe people are going to be home and want to see what, you know, Craig and Austin are up to. But in fact, there is no new episode.
It is funny though. Like you would wonder why sometimes, I guess it's not, I don't want to say it's not that important, but I was like, maybe for 1 week you would think they would like switch the day or something, like Southern Charm, all new episode. But this whole week is like jambled. So, but jambled? Yeah. Did I just make a word up?
Jambled. It's jimble jambled.
Jimble jambled. What is wrong with us today?
Let's talk about Potomac. We had our third week of the Portugal trip, and we were just talking about this before we came on. It feels a little bit like there's obviously this, you know, brewing Monique and Ashley and Candace kind of conflict, but other than that, it feels like there's kind of a bunch of random little things happening during the episode. So it's,
yeah, I did get a little upset during the episode because I will tell you why. I am starting to get that itch of wanting to be on a beach with a cocktail. So watching this was a little like, oh my God, when is this going to happen for me? I really don't know.
I mean, obviously when the housewives go on a trip, they're always drinking and having a good time. But I feel like especially this one, we've seen them order drinks like 40 times in the last 3 episodes.
And they're always like scared to get drunk. It seems. I'm like, girls, Karen, you can do it.
Karen drinking her milk the whole time.
What is going on? Like, I can't with the whole, we need to find out. Okay, I can't stand when there's like things that happen and we don't talk about it enough on the show. So like, does Karen have a stomach ulcer or not? Like, we need to know.
And I feel like Giselle is acting like her having a glass of champagne is proof that she doesn't have an ulcer. I feel like I don't feel confident.
We'll leave it to Giselle to just pull up Google because she Googles everything. And she's like, she will die if she has one glass of champagne. Like, I don't think so, but it's not safe. It's not good. But like, I think she'll be fine. But so we're not doctors either.
We start off the episode. They're going to this natural spring place. It's like not a beach,
it's a beach.
It's kind of like a beach. I don't know. So we get a little bit of foreshadowing because Candace starts off the episode talking about how she's ready to turn over a new leaf with Ashley and she's ready to let bygones be bygones. And of course, Candace is not the best at doing this, but she has a little surprise coming later in the episode from Ashley, which of course we'll get to.
Yeah, but we also got a little surprise and saw Candace filming a bit of a music video, which I thoroughly enjoyed, by the way. And so did the tourists behind them. Did you
notice? It was just like, it was light and fun. They weren't taking it too seriously. They were all doing their little photo shoots. I actually thought it was so funny when Ashley went in the water and then they were like, don't tell anyone it's cold. It's just like watching somebody get in the water when they don't expect it to be cold. It's just objectively funny. It is.
Right. But then Ashley did do a full dunk and like went swimming. So I was like, wait, it's really cold though.
you know, Ashley is the kind of girl who's like, guys, come on, get in the water. Like, you can picture her being that person on the group trip.
You know what, though, about Ashley? I know we'll talk about later on the statement, but, like, I just have such a soft spot for it. Like, I really like her. Is that wild? I really enjoy Ashley. I don't enjoy who she's married to, and I don't agree with it, but I'm happy she's happy, and I just love her personality. It's just, I don't know. I just really do.
I feel similarly about Ashley. I definitely think that she has kind of grown up a little since the first couple seasons. Maybe she's kind of like, you know, she feels more like a grounded presence than kind of like the little like mess box that she was earlier. But at the same time, I think she is kind of a really good low-key shit stirrer. And, you know, she kind of knows how to fly under the radar a little bit, but also she's always involved in the drama. Totally. And, but that being said, I have some issues with her currently.
Right.
But before we get there, so there are a lot of different like table scenes. There's like a lunch, a dinner, they're at the Poncha place, like two different times. So there are a lot of kind of random things that happen at tables this episode. First, we have Candace taking a picture of her boobs under a blanket because they want her to send a naughty.
She never has. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like all of a sudden Robin, leave it to Robin to always bring up like a icebreaker for the table or for the group. So she was like, Hey, while we're here, have any of you sent a picture to your man? And everyone was like, what, me? No, never. So like, I was like, what a time like to ask that. And so she's like, I have. And so
it's just funny. It's like this trip is like 4 days long. It's not like they've been gone for a month.
Right. So then Candace thought that right then and there was like the perfect time to send one to Chris. And his response was not exactly like what you would want after sending your man or woman or whoever you want a naked picture. What do you say? You guys are dumb. And I was like,
I think that's like, he knew that it was like at the table. And like,
you would want him to be joking back and be like, ooh, hot.
I love the like random moments like that. And that is also the dinner where Karen drinks for the first time. And, you know, good for her. Elsa or not, enjoy yourself.
No, you shouldn't.
Enjoy yourself as much as the doctor allows you to do.
Oh my God.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
Also, the form another form of transportation we saw, these sidecars.
Sidecars.
Like, what are they trying to do here? Just take a taxi and stay safe. Like, they have to. If you have to wear helmets or anywhere every time you have to go somewhere, oh my God, that's so scary.
The housewives love a strange mode of transportation. They love a camel. They love a motorcycle, a sidecar, a Vespa. So the next day, for their last day in Portugal, they're at this, like, Poncha tasting area, whatever, because they're obsessed with it. I actually thought this was kind of like a fun activity to end the trip because they've all been talking about it the whole time. So we first get the conversation about Robin's website photos and Karen not being on the website. And we kind of talked about this last week, but I still think Robin is going about this in the exact wrong way.
Of course.
Because she's just like, she could so easily just squash it by being like, okay, guys, so the pictures are on the website. I just want to preface and say, like, the lighting was off with Karen's or something, so hers isn't up there yet. But she's just like, hey, guys, the website's ready. And lets them go look at the website and be like, wait, where's Karen? And it's like,
it was not the right time or place, like, to do that. And also, like, were you trying to embarrass Karen? Like, that's not nice to do. Like, and Karen, of course, can play it off super cool. But, like, her pictures were not bad. Every time they show them, I'm like, I'm so confused. Like, this is good. But I do have to point out that when they showed us the previews last week, I was like, oh, they'll do some editing and like photoshopping whatever. And then they showed Candace's picture last night, and the sign on the wall that's like video surveillance is still there. And I was like, wait, you didn't photo— that's what I was talking about specifically. And I was like, you didn't photoshop that out of the picture. It's so distracting. But that was my little two cents. Being—
I don't know that Robin really— I don't know that Robin really has much of a retouching budget, but it was just like, you could have played that off so easily and made it a non-issue. And then it felt like Robin kind of wanted to be shady, which I don't love. I mean, it's just—
yeah, I mean, we solved it for them last week. We solved the problem for them last week. They could have listened.
So then a little bit after that, Karen has an announcement of her own that she is launching a wig line. And she's celebrating the wig line with a wig shift with a bang party, which is like the most ridiculous name, but I kind of love it.
I love it because anything Karen does, she puts her heart and soul into. And it's funny because she brings it up, throws everyone like for a loop, including us, and then doesn't talk about it again. So we're like, wait, did I miss something? Was this talked about? What's happening here? Is this super random?
Well, I did notice on Karen's Wendy Williams appearance last week, she name dropped the style of wig from her line that she was wearing, and her hair looked great. So props to her. But it's interesting because Giselle is like making these shady comments about Karen having a million businesses and, you know, how whatever, she's just like going from business to business. And then Karen is throwing digs on Wendy Williams on Twitter about Giselle not being a good businesswoman and what happened with her makeup line. And it's like, to be honest, I don't think either of these women are like business moguls. And so it's funny that they're choosing this route of shade to throw.
And also, here's the thing. Is running a business easy? No. We see that from everyone who's does it. So like, for these women, stop like, oh, this isn't working, let me try a new one. Get a team, put money into a team, and like, do the right thing. I don't want to see these women fail, but it's like all, and not just them, everyone in the world is like, oh, I'm going to start a makeup line. Oh, it's not, you have to do something different and what people want and like get your audience. And also, oh my God, Dylan, are we doing it again? Should they hire us to be their marketing team?
We can be consultants.
We wear a million hats. We really do. Like, we are
that
now.
That being said, I really do still want to try La Dame. So...
Karen, if you're listening to this, please send us a bottle.
Or Karen's team, you know, I'll give you my address, slide in the DMs. So that's like, whatever. But the main thing is, so Karen's having this launch, asks if Monique, a little surprised by, but based on the preview for next week's episode, Karen perhaps did not speak the truth. So we will see.
And just as a reminder to everyone, Monique still is on the show.
Yeah, okay. So I feel like this is a good point to kind of bring this up. How do you feel about the fact that we have not had any kind of little like check-in scenes with Monique this whole Portugal trip?
I think it's very bizarre. Like, I think at that point, something must have happened, or they might have been in like, I don't know, like a little production could have been like, what are we doing? Because they've never done that. There's been times where people haven't gone on the trip, not for this reason, but they always like see what's going on at home, show them with their family, their kids, or what they're working on. And this has been like three episodes in a row. We legitimately haven't seen her. Like, if someone randomly just started watching the show, they wouldn't know that another housewife existed.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting to me. I don't necessarily think it's like a bad thing. Like, I'm not like, give us more Monique, but I do think it's interesting that they clearly made that choice that they're not going to give her kind of any unnecessary screen time, which is interesting because, like, again, I'm not choosing, like, we've talked about how I'm kind of team no one in Candace versus Monique, but Candace is very front and center this whole time. So it certainly seems like in the editing and, you know, how the show is being presented, that it feels like we're getting a lot of Monique's, or a lot of Candace's perspective, mm-hmm. and lately none of Monique's.
Right, right. So, but I mean, hopefully, or we will see her next week. I mean, to be honest, if that were me, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, hello, like, show me.
I'm curious because I don't know how their specific contracts work, but on some of these shows, you get paid per episode that you appear in. So potentially, mm-hmm. Monique could be missing out on a fair amount of change if she is paid per episode.
Right. So we will try to get down to the bottom of that as our investigator. So anyway, we have this, you know how we all love a themed party, but we have this dominatrix night, which I'm like, why this theme? It was not the sexiest dominatrix I've ever seen in my life. And it was also bizarre because they all just sat like around like a coffee table.
Yeah. Okay. The thing with parties in general on Housewives is that it's like, you know, that they can't really play music while they're filming because that's like a copyright issue, a sound issue, whatever. They are on this vacation, so there aren't any other people invited. I always think it's funny when they try to have like a party on these trips because it's always just like the 6 or 7 people on the trip. I'm like, why not just like have a themed dinner? Like just dress up for dinner and then it's just dinner. But they, you know, put out all these decorations. They're in the hotel conference room on the 16th floor. And it's like, okay.
But they also had dildos. And they used the eggplant emoji to like
a big cartoon eggplant emoji. And it's funny because at first you're like, oh, haha, like they pulled the dildo out and it's an eggplant emoji. And then later they're in the middle of like a heated argument. Candace is crying. And then they like pan to the wider shot and they still have the cartoon eggplant emojis like covering half the table. And it's like, I feel like in this situation, just blurring it out may have been a little more tasteful.
I cannot believe that's what they chose to blurt out. Are you effing kidding me? I was like, oh my God, how about, I don't know, one of those squares that say censored or like those pixeled, like pixel it out. Mm. Yeah, like an eggplant emoji. Like we're better than that. We're better than that.
I liked it like the first moment. It was like a funny gag, but then I feel like later in the scene, they could have just like,
because it was like moving with like when I was like, oh no,
like wobbling around.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the 3-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, acai grape, pineapple mango, lemon, and mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Before we get into the heavy drama, they play some kind of fun games and whatever. Honestly,
super fun.
I had fun watching this. I feel like they were all kind of cutting loose. This was, of course, before Ashley, you know, spilled her news to Candace. So Candace actually was in a great mood. they the biggest revelation that we get in this game is that Karen has a pillow fetish, and so she has a vibrating pillow that she uses. But also we find out that this was maybe a little earlier in the episode, her mouth is retired.
Yeah. Well, I also, guys, these games are just so effing weird. Like, they're like, what part of your body do you like being touched the most? And like, they were appalled vagina. When Karen said vagina. Like, what do you think someone's going to say? Their arm? Like, there's only like everyone's different, actually, I was going to say, but like, what do you mean? Like, of course that's what it's going to be, that your boobs, your butt, blah, blah, blah. Like,
I just like how Karen, like, sometimes Karen can be a little bit like, I'm not getting messy with these ladies. And then they're like, where do you like to be attacked? She's like, my vagina. Good for her.
Good for her.
She is not ashamed of anything. And I mean, that's not something to be ashamed of, but she just is like, she owns
it. No, she has no filter. Right. She has no filter. Like I can picture, can you imagine like, even the women of like Dallas, can you imagine like Cameron sitting at a table and someone saying my vagina, she'd faint and fall over to the side.
You know, Stephanie, I just think this is a little bit gross that you're talking about your vagina at the dinner table.
Guys, Dylan just took like a breath and I could tell he was like getting ready to do like to spit out an accent. And he did.
The Dallas trailer is going to be out any day, perhaps today. So perhaps. Get ready for that.
Wait, also poor Candace, who got, I'd say, the most dressed up for this.
Oh my God. Yeah, we have to talk about the outfits.
Did production, like, there's no way Ashley voluntarily waited until this specific night and time to tell her. Like, there's no way. Those are the little things I think. I'm like, oh, production had something to do with this.
I don't know. I feel like it's one of those things where I would believe it, but also I'm not like sure either way. I do. Yeah. The level of dressed up that was across the group was really funny to me, because I felt like, you know, Ashley and Giselle kind of did the same thing, like a little like corset, some stockings, like they looked like fun. They dressed the theme. And then you had like Karen, who's wearing a leather jacket and a fur and like black jeans. So she was, you know, not classy. Really that into it. And you have Candace show up in her like full Candy in the Dungeon outfit, like mask.
She wore a mask
out. Like, her ass was out. She looked great. I loved this look on her, to be honest.
But it's that type of thing where you would have gone to the girls, hey, what are you guys wearing? Like, what should I bring for the trip? And like, none of them did that.
Okay, so for this dominatrix night, are you just wearing like a leather jacket or? Yeah, it was, I mean, I love that. I thought it was so funny, just because Karen at one point like is trying to be shady to Giselle and she's like, you look like a hooker. And Giselle's like, that's the whole point.
Oh my God. I just, the whole thing with so Ashley decides to tell Candace about the statement. And you know what is what I did find interesting that I jotted down that she said is that she wants to lessen what happens to Monique and not hurt Candace. But I totally get what she's saying, but I feel like her intentions with that are just not possible. Like,
yeah, I mean,
she tried to have the best of both worlds with that, and it just can't happen.
The thing is, what she is describing with wanting to help Monique and not wanting to negatively impact Candace, the real version of that would have been if she was writing a statement about how great of a mother Monique is, or how, you know, kind and caring of a person Monique is. The second she's writing a statement about Candace, you can't, the fact that she's acting like there's no way this statement would have a negative impact on Candace is just, I don't really believe that she believes that, because it's like, what do you mean it's not going to have a negative impact? The whole point of the statement you're writing is to write about how Candace is erratic and whatever, and Monique did what she had to do. And I understand that she feels like she's in a tough spot, but it's like, I really think you're being kind of, I think it's a little disingenuous for her to bring it up to Candace like it's no big deal, when it's literally a statement about how Candace is a mess.
Right. Again, it's the type of thing where I would have done it alone, or maybe with like one other person, so there's like someone else to hear what I'm saying. And like, not in front of everyone, because now you're going to get everyone's opinions on like how they feel and what she's doing wrong. And then in Candace's ear and, you know, and it's just, there's so many, listen, of course, anytime we're as viewers watching something, it's easier said than done of how we would handle it because we have time to think about it. But Ashley had time to think about how she was going to do this.
Right. And well, and so there's that kind of like initial aspect. And then as Giselle and Robin know from what we saw last episode, Ashley had previously said to them that this was like a way for her to get even with Candace.
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
I wouldn't have said that to the Green-Eyed Bandits personally.
Right. I mean, like, obviously, maybe Ashley thought that she said that in confidence, but I'm not sure what about Robin and Giselle would make her think that that was the case. So, you know, she basically gets called out. And that is kind of like, I think, the nail in the coffin in terms of this being like a shitty thing to do. Because it would be one thing if she really was like, I feel like I have to help Monique, you know, whatever. Okay. But for her to have already expressed that she feels like she's getting even with Candace, I mean, there's just no coming back from that. And, you know, as Wendy says, it's some snake shit.
I know. Poor, we didn't see much of Wendy this episode, actually. I was a little upset.
You know.
But you know what's funny? I'm getting a little sidetracked here, as I usually do. I finished my Real Houses of New Jersey journey this weekend. And
okay.
Jackie, her yes. tagline, remember, is, I have like 4 kids, 2 degrees, and 1 kick-ass life. So I'm like, you know what, Wendy, you're not alone, because someone
no,
else
she's
has
not the only
degrees.
One.
okay, back. We're I swerving back. We're swerving.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, but so the one other thing that is really interesting is that Candace throws out that Monique and Chris have been talking shit about Ashley. And so she basically is saying that Monique is using Ashley to kind of help her in this legal fight, but that she doesn't actually really value Ashley as a friend for real. And I think that's interesting because we don't super know like exactly what that's about. But at the end of the episode, when we see Candace call her husband, they're talking about that. And I don't know why that would be happening in a private conversation if it wasn't true. You know? Right.
And also, again, why haven't we seen this prior? Like, did we know that they didn't like each other before right now? And like, why is there so much shit talking? And why are the husbands involved in something like that? There's always something deeper that I wish we knew.
Maybe it was about, maybe she was talking shit about like Ashley and Michael. Like maybe it was more about that angle. Cause I definitely think Monique would have had some stuff to say about that, that maybe Ashley wouldn't have liked, but that's different than just like talking shit about Ashley.
Right. Of course.
I don't know. And then Karen says that she has other information because she read Candace's statement and Candace said that she released the wine glass. And I just, I don't know.
Yeah, the whole thing with Karen though, knowing other information, it was interesting because they took the drama and the heat off of Candace and they moved right to Karen. So it's like, we didn't care about that anymore. We went right to Karen. Everyone was like, what information do you know? And then she said it about the releasing the wine glass. And I was like, that it's on camera. Like we see it.
Well, and to me, I guess this is, you know, you could slow-mo the video and analyze it and make a judgment call. But to me, like what she said in the statement still, like if you're in the middle of a fight and you just like let go of the wine glass, like, okay, you let go of a wine glass. That's right. Not the same as like hitting somebody over the head with it or like throwing it at somebody. So I feel like the language released the wine glass. It's like, okay, yes, the wine glass left her hand. That doesn't mean that she like wanted to cut Monique's face with it or something.
I know. I was just going to say that like they released the wine glass. Like, come on. is this illegal? Like, we have to write it that way because it's like a legal document, but I don't know. I don't think that this is going to go on much longer. I hope it doesn't, because I want to talk about something else other than this altercation for a little bit. You know, it's just like, it's almost like we're kicking a horse when it's down. Like it is what it is. It happened. And at this current time in life, I think that it's all water under the bridge. I just use so many like analogies in one sentence, but here I am.
it's like where we're at. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because the season is going to be over in a couple weeks. You know, they filmed the reunion. So it'll be interesting to see kind of like how they attempt to bring this to a close.
I'm very excited for this reunion. Like, very. I know.
Whew, it's going to be a doozy.
I know, but, and I'm wondering, and I'm trying to do the calculations, 11 hours, it's totally going to be three parts. Totally. You know they're going to make it three
parts. I would assume so, yeah.
I know, but we always hope for two parts, and then we're like, oh, three, but then it's like, oh, God, but I'm excited for this one.
Season, I think. Probably, yeah. From this episode, who was your number one Bravo love?
This episode, I want to say that mine is, oh God, and we didn't talk about the outfits either. Oh, that could be a whole other episode. I think I'm going to give mine to Karen, because I also at one point had stomach ulcers. Like, if it's true, I feel her. I liked her responses again, as usual. And I don't like the fact that she wasn't chosen to be on the website. So I'm Team Karen.
I feel that. I think I'm going to give it to Candace for this episode. Her little music video moment was fun. And I appreciated that she went all out for the dominatrix party. And also, you know, I do kind of feel for her in this Ashley situation, because I think what Ashley did was pretty low. But
yeah,
you know.
And you know, speaking of Candace and her music video, there's one other little detail of the episode I wanted to talk about, which was the fact that when Karen was doing her photo shoot and she was reenacting a scene from Titanic, and her nor Ashley remembered or knew the song My Heart Will Go On. And you know, Dylan, personally, that hurt. Like,
you got to respect Celine, please.
By that.
Guys, you can check out the Bravo by Betches merch collection on shop.betches.com. You can rate, review, subscribe anywhere you listen to your podcasts, and follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.